have I got a topic to cover on this podcast with you today. Strap yourself in, be excited. Here we go. You ready? Time-sensitive tax planning. Yeah, that's what I said, time-sensitive tax planning. I know it doesn't sound super cool or interesting, but it is. And I'm going to explain to you why that is with Ben from Inspire Accounting as we prepare for the end of financial year, why time-sensitive tax planning matters to you. We talk cash flow, the economy, and of course, staying away from insolvency because, well, insolvency sucks. We've covered that in this podcast before. Get ready. It is going to be a good one. I'll see you on the other side. Ready, set, splash. Making chlorinators is what we do at AIS. This laser focus has brought us recognition as a global leader, winning countless international and national awards. Our technology is operating in over 55 countries worldwide. Our claims are backed by university research and data. Our customer testimonials prove the value of our technology's benefits, ease of operation, reliability, and service. Find out how your customers can benefit from our 30 years of innovation and excellence at aiswater.com.au today. Consumer time of year focus. Well, yes, it is. The sun is shining where I am. The sun was shining in Melbourne when I was down there for the first consumer show just this last weekend gone. Look, consumer numbers, probably, are you ready for this? Are you ready? Anyone with their finger on the pulse, you industry professionals, you know, yes, the numbers were probably steady to down a fraction. But what was not down is the consumers that are turning up with their interest and ready to engage with the products and services that you all provide. And, you know, I was thinking, we do spend as an industry and your individual businesses, plenty of spending a bunch of money on socials and media and marketing and so forth. And as you should be doing that, again, considering the way you're reaching your audience, but the ultimate goal is towards engagement. And there is no better engagement that happens than you being able to face-to-face a consumer, not just through comments on Facebook or the socials, but actually not Facebook, but face-to-face. And that happens at these events. And to see a room where consumers were truly conversing with, asking questions, having problems solved, and making decisions to, well, purchase our products and services at the Melbourne show was, again, as it always is, really encouraging. Those face-to-face encounters, moments of problem solving, of questioning, of understanding what it is that this particular consumer wants in their world and how you can create that dream for them that they're envisioning is really best done in person. And to see that happen at the Melbourne show was incredible. So yeah, numbers down, but engagement and interest from consumers turning up are very, very good indeed. And the numbers weren't down that much. It was still looking pretty good, really. Next show is, well, hello WA, West Australia. Hope you're doing well over there. I will not be joining this weekend for that event, but I know it will be an incredible one indeed. I love flying into Perth and seeing all those beautiful bits of sparkling blue in backyards, the occasional green one where a consumer hasn't cared for them. But look, it is a great market in WA, and I look forward to hearing good news from consumers engaging with what it is that you've got on exposition for them over there. Will be terrific. Now, today is really looking at preparing for tax time. Yes, I know we're only in February, but if we don't start looking at these things now, before you know it, you're going to blink and you're going to take a look and go, oh dear, the end of the financial year is here. Did I do all I could have to limit the amount of tax that I needed to pay and maximize the money that I get to keep into my business? And so we want to talk about that today. It is my pleasure today to be able to introduce a little bit later Ben from Inspire Accountants. Now, we've spoken with Ben before on this podcast. We've used some of his material through Splash about staying away from insolvency because that really sucks and we don't want anybody going through that. But we're going to be talking to Ben about basically preparing for tax time and maximizing what you get to keep and minimizing your tax liability. It doesn't sound super sexy when we talk about accountant type of world, but I tell you what is what is pretty sexy, it is reducing your tax and keeping more of that money for yourself. And I tell you what's not sexy is getting it wrong, paying more tax than you have to. And if you get it wrong on a legal front, well, going to jail, losing your business as well. That's pretty poor. So definitely worth listening to. And there is a sexy side to it. Keep more of your money in your pocket, hey, and investing back in your business. So we're going to get into that right after this break. Louidra is proud to bring you MagnaPool, the world's best and only true mineral pool system, providing the very best in water comfort and clarity. MagnaPool is also beneficial to the environment thanks to its unique no-salt formula. Partnered with the all-new Hydroxinator IQ, showcasing innovative features giving you control over scheduling, pump speed, boost and low mode, heaters, lights, pH and chlorine. All this via Wi-Fi connectivity from your smartphone. Smart sensors and ultra-long life cell ensures MagnaPool owners save time, save energy and save money. Find out more by going to MagnaPool.com today. Well, I am with Ben from Inspire Accountants. Welcome to the podcast today, Ben.
Yeah, thanks, David. Thanks for having me.
Look, we're going to cover a range of things today, and we hope that, well, in fact, we don't hope. We will make sure that this makes you, our listener, more informed and better in practice with managing some serious issues around your business that you need to, which is, around your accounting, around your management of money. You might remember we did a couple of series a few months ago on why insolvency sucks and to stay away from it. And that was also Ben's content that we're able to use to deliver some of that information. So it's terrific to have you here in person. Ben, can you tell us a little about who you are, what you do?
Yeah, thanks, David. So I run an accounting firm based in Brisbane in the Fortitude Valley, and we work with clients, small business owners, all around Australia. We've got a specialisation on saving business owners unnecessary tax. And to date, we've saved just over $29 million in tax savings for our client group. And that's since we started keeping track of that in 2015.
Yeah, that's a pretty significant number. And, put your hands up unless you're driving your car right now. If you don't like paying more tax than you have to, and if you didn't put your hand up, well, then maybe this podcast isn't for you. You need to go find some other assistance. Tax savings, obviously, very important. We have spoken around staying away from insolvency before. You did provide some very good, really simple strategies that we published and also spoke about on the podcast. So thank you for that. Look, we're going to cover a range of different things today, but let's start broad and maybe narrow down. We've had a lot of change over the last several years in the economy. The economy, we know, does work in cycles.
Yes.
But significant change brought on by the C word that we're all sick of talking about for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
There was drive up of inflation, demand, consumer demand went up, supply went down in our industry, Ben. But what has gone on and what is going on with the economy at the moment? What do you see? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so obviously inflation's no surprise to anyone, I don't think. And we've seen that go through record highs over the last couple of years in particular. But even I saw statistics released the other week that it's the lowest it's been in years. So it looks like the multiple interest rate rises have actually done what they've intended, and it's dropped inflation down to a manageable or target level.
Yeah, it's a blunt instrument, can be effective.
Yeah, that's it. And so I reckon at the moment we might see inflation hold, or even, depending what they do with interest rates, it might even continue to drop a little bit. And with interest rates, probably for the last 6 months, I've noticed, especially talking with asset finance people and mortgage brokers that we work with, that the fixed rates, where they're sort of 4 or 5 years in the future, they're slowly dropping over the last 6 months. So
that's an indicator of what? Just join the dots for us there, Ben, on what you're seeing when you're talking with these other groups, which means?
Yep. So what they're seeing is those fixed rates dropped in the future, which often will mean that the variable rate, and that's the sort of rates we sort of pay on mortgages, might also follow suit. So we might start to see drops of anywhere between 0.5% and 1%. And even the big bank forecasts are looking similar as well. So I hope that we actually do see some relief. And if we think that, let's say inflation, if we think of it like a pendulum, that we've swung so far to sort of high inflation, now we're sort of swinging back to medium and similar things with the interest rate. I sort of expect, we needed to, government assessed that we needed to, increase. Now that it's done its job, we may actually see that come back to some sort of happy medium, if we call it.
So you do speak with some people who may be in the know and beginning to see trends. You mentioned government. What's government's role
in the economy, government policy have impacts here on managing small business and some of the work that you do?
Yeah, I feel like business owners are wearing the brunt of a few things. It depends on the industry that they're in. And obviously, when we've got high inflation and higher cost of living, which is unfortunately what we've experienced over the last few years, then that means that sort of discretionary income of general population goes down. And so, you know, people start spending back to that necessity only, or they make decisions of, you know, not going ahead with, you know, lavish holidays and things like that that they might have otherwise in good times, so to speak.
Now, look, broad stroke, narrowing down specifically to some of your real skill set and the professional work that you bring to small business and to business alike, what are the key factors in your view that businesses should be aware of in managing, I suppose, some of the risks that we've spoken about with inflationary and interest rate pressures and trying to crystal ball what the future looks like, but also taking opportunities? What are those key factors the business should look at between that, I suppose, the dichotomy of taking a risk and not missing an opportunity, but the flip side of that too, which can be devastating.
Yeah. So I've been talking about this for 12 to 18 months now, but it's on managing your price versus what the cost of your business has gone up. So for instance, in the 2022 financial year, accounting salaries went up by 11%. That was only in one calendar year. So if I'm speaking at for accounting firms right now, if they didn't increase their prices by at least 11%, then they're going to be
backwards.
Yeah, they're going to be chewing into their profit margins.
Yeah.
Let alone we look at what they went up in 21 or 20 and even in 2023. So my perspective is that unless you've had consistent price rises over the last 3 to 4 years, and some of them being significant, then you're actually worse off than you are, you know, compared to 2019 and 2020 when you look at your profit margins. I feel like a lot of business owners, haven't caught up just with inflation. So inflation's still eating into their profits even today. And even, you know, depending on the industry, the cost of wages has gone through the roof as well. So that's also something that needs to be considered. So, yeah, I guess overall that I'd call that pricing and making sure that you're appropriate and targeting your benchmark profitability.
Yeah, it's interesting. Obviously, there's been increased wage pressure going upwards. With that, typically many in our industry looked at putting a price increase on sort of around CPI once a year.
Yes.
With the increased inflation that we were seeing, that pattern does seem to have slowed down now, but just as a lesson going forward, is once a year enough to be reflecting on your prices when we are in that sort of, I won't call it hyperinflation, but certainly pressured inflation?
Yeah, I think it depends on the industry. So where there was, like, especially in construction, where there was month to month, quarter to quarter, massive increases through COVID, once a year is way too infrequent enough.
Yeah.
But I guess the concern I've got is that, you know, call it 2020, 21, 22, most people didn't really feel it enough to do something about it. And so I feel like we didn't do our normal CPI increase for our prices. And so what we might have to do is a big catch up to bring us up to date. Yeah, I'd say normally you'd want to have a look at pricing at least once a year.
Now, one of the things that you do very, very well in assisting the businesses that you work with and the beneficiaries of your knowledge would be time-sensitive tax planning.
Yes.
I think that's probably an important topic for us to cover in a little bit of depth now, if we can, Ben. Can you tell us, what are we actually talking about when we say time-sensitive tax planning?
Yeah. So not all accountants do this with their business clients, but every client at Inspire, it's mandatory. In the lead up to 30 June, you've got an opportunity as a business owner to proactively save tax. We don't want to be having a conversation in July saying, oh, we should have done this or that, you know, before 30 June. So our tax planning season kicks off in March. So we're about to, you know, we're just under a month away from that starting. And that's where we go through the process of working out what the client's profit is, what their tax bill will be as a result, and what they can do to drop that tax bill legally. And most of those initiatives need to be done by 30 June. And I guess the other interesting thing is we've seen quite a few changes, even very recently with the Stage 3 tax cuts that were going to come into effect from July 2024, but now they've dropped them and even added a little bit to the lower income brackets. So That's one example of change. We've seen changes to how trusts distribute within a family group. The ATO clarified their stance with that on decades-old legislation, which was a bit of a change to how accountants have been doing it for decades.
So let's walk us quickly through the keys around that change. I think that will affect a lot of our listeners.
Absolutely.
Managing companies and then trusts within that as well.
Yeah, that's right. So generally, the legislation, if you wanted to put something into Google, it's Section 100A is what that's referred to. And I think it was in nines and sevens are coming to me, either 97 or 79.
Yep.
Anyway, it was ages old.
We can find it. Yep.
And so what was normal practice is when you have a trust, you make profit in that trust. Subject to industry-specific stuff, we could distribute that within the family group. So, some to the spouse or the kids, maybe mum and dad, brothers and sisters, within the business owner. And we're able to do that in a way where we look at doing that to, I guess, save the most amount of tax. Now, the ATO are heavily scrutinising where that money goes or where it's allocated to. So, for instance, if you distribute 20 grand to your mum, 20 grand to your dad, and let's say they're self-funded retirees, mm-hmm. ordinarily they pay no tax on that money.
Yeah.
But if the money doesn't, if the economic benefit, i.e. the cash, doesn't end up with your mum and dad, then it's sort of looked through as a breach of Section 100A and you're otherwise taxed on that wherever the benefit ends up. And so what was done for decades is now, under the microscope. It's just a bit of a minefield. And the purpose... Well, the thing that I find quite frustrating with that is, there's been no change in the legislation, just perspective. Mm. So that's, the ATO seem to be their own rule makers on certain things.
Right.
But also, what's normal family dealings? Like, if you had, mum and dad who started the business, handed it over to the next generation, yes, they might want a bit of income from it, but they want to keep most of the capital in the business for working capital.
Yes,
then
very important.
You've got a breach there. So,
right.
So we've got to be very careful with how we distribute from trusts now. Unfortunately, some of the stuff we were able to do for ages can't be done.
Summer is now here, and our friends at Pentair, one of Australia's largest pool equipment suppliers and manufacturers, are ready to help pool owners around the nation get their pools ready for everyone to enjoy. Family and friends can swim their way through summer and enjoy everything the backyard swimming pool has to offer. Who needs to go away on an expensive holiday to enjoy time with friends and family? Time at home, making great memories in your own backyard swimming pool means no driving, no packing, and no stress. It's the best staycation around. Choose only the best. A pool powered by Pentair.
I think you highlight an important general fact that the landscape constantly changes.
Yes.
That there are legislation moves, adjustment changes that happen and that can leave a company, a business at risk if they don't adapt to those changes in a conversation and consultation with an industry professional like yourself and other accountants, correct?
Mm, yes. Yeah, that's right. And there's years where not much changes at all. But the last 3 to 4 years, we've had a handful each year. You know, the other big one, I think, for most business owners, especially those with, high amount of vehicles or capital expenditure each year, is the depreciation rules have changed in the current financial year versus the previous one, where we lost the instant asset write-off.
These changes that do happen and having conversations with industry professionals and being aware and ahead of that, I suppose accountancy sometimes isn't seen as sexy. However, I tell you what's less sexy is ending up in jail or losing your business.
Yes.
And I tell you what is sexy, more money in your account at the end of the day because you managed your tax legally.
For sure.
And managed your business well. So there are some important processes and outcomes here for business, right?
Yeah. Yep. That's right. And I feel like... for a wise business owner, not sort of pumping my own tyres here, but you want your accountant to be, one of your closest advisors and even a friend on tap to sort of guide you through the the drama that we see.
Look, when we are talking time-sensitive tax planning, are there any, you know, one or two general rules or things that you can share with our listeners just to be looking at, or maybe to flag to talk with their accountant about?
Yeah, great question. So yeah, you definitely want to make sure, and the key to our tax savings ability is what business structure the business owner is in. And what I'm talking about there is companies, trusts, a combination of that. Yes, it might sound complex from time to time, but it is the vehicle that we're able to distribute a couple of things, distribute income within a family group, alternatively, asset protection. And we think of, if we think of liquidation and staying out of insolvency, you can, play the game of business, so to speak, so that if, for instance, there was something bad happened, you're not going to lose your house. And unfortunately, a lot of structures that we see aren't set up like that. So I think your business structure is so important, how that's set up. It's not just having a company or trust, but the way in which it's set up is critical. And then the other big one is literally just having the conversation. You know, I'm surprised at how many business owners don't get tax planning advice, or, you know, they're having a quick chat on the 20th of June. You really haven't got enough time, especially if you need to move some cash around for the tax planning strategy.
Tax purposes, yeah.
You want to be starting that as early as you can. And again, we start the process in March, having most of our conversations with our clients in April and May. So I'd absolutely recommend that. And just having an accountant who can guide you through, you know, all the legal tax saving strategies they can.
Yeah. So look, if you're listening, you need to do this. Sometimes it can be too easy just to ignore these things and hope that they're going to sort themselves out and that your accountant's looking at it. But to have a proactive conversation, Ben, you see, being very advantageous. Just the more informed we are as business owners, the better that we can manage and work with our accountants towards the outcomes, that the tax savings that you've managed to deliver. I think you said nearly $30 million in the last 9 or 10 years.
Absolutely. And just a final one there, you know, I mentioned the depreciation, instant asset write-off disappearing, that in tandem with the Section 100A we spoke about. What that may mean is a bigger tax bill than you would have otherwise expected compared to last year, because we're not getting those extra incentives and things that we can do. So the news might not be as glorious, but again, it's better to know it and plan for it than to be caught by surprise.
Yeah. Ben, you have put your hand up to our industry in support to like a conversation like this, but we're also looking at delivering some webinars coming up. Dates will be released later. I will have those all for you. They'll be up on the Sparza website as well, sparza.com.au. You can tell us a little bit about what we could expect on those and who should be tuning in and getting involved.
Yeah, so in April, we'll host one on the, the tax planning season of 2024 financial year. So we'll go into, you know, a little bit more on what I mentioned earlier, plus just some practical things you can do pre-30 June to drop your tax bill. That's the key we're going to talk about very soon.
Yeah, look forward to getting those ones released to help you. We don't want you paying any more tax than you have to. I'm sure you don't either. Ben, thank you so much for your time today and sharing. We're looking forward to those webinars and hearing more.
Awesome. Thanks, David. Cheers.
Dive into savings with EcoStar, Australia's most efficient 7-star pump from Hayward. EcoStar variable speed pump maximizes performance while minimizing energy costs. With cutting-edge technology, EcoStar circulates water quietly and seamlessly, ensuring a sparkling pool every dip. Say goodbye to high bills and hello to the ultimate in pool pump efficiency. Upgrade today and make a splash with the EcoStar, where performance meets savings. Visit au.hayward.com or call now to discover EcoStar, the pinnacle of pool pump efficiency from Hayward. Well, thank you for joining me on another Splash podcast. I really do hope that was some useful information to you, or in the very least, just a little bit of a reminder and a motivation to start thinking about minimizing your payable tax now and seeing the best way for you to manage what is going on in relation to the economy, where it sits now, where we think it's going, and preparing for the end of financial year, ensuring you are in a strong position, not nearing solvency, because again, insolvency sucks. products and making sure that you are around and prospering and growing for a long time ahead. We'll see you out there soon. Ready, set, splash.